You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today I spoke with Terry Balamack, the president of ALRAN's Abortion Rights Aotearoa, about the new public health amendment bill that has been passed in Western Australia, which provides safe access zones around abortion providers for those seeking abortions. We discussed what protection or lack of is present in New Zealand.
We've just heard the news that Western Australia will pass the Public Health Amendment Bill to establish safe access zones for people receiving abortion care. This is the last Australian state to grant this kind of protection. Could you just explain what a safe access zone means?
A safe access zone is an area around a place where abortions are provided. And generally in that area, certain behaviors are not permitted, like loud protesting or really gory signs or approaching people with what is euphemistically called sidewalk counseling. Basically, you can't harass anybody who is, you know, who's in there for whatever purpose they're there for. It's important to remember that, you know, outside the safe areas, they can do whatever, that protesters can, you know, their rights to do whatever they want or say whatever they want are entirely intact. The reason that these things are important is because abortion is still very much stigmatized in a lot of places, including Western Australia and New Zealand. And there are groups of people who feel it's really important and also their business to stop abortions by any means necessary.
So now that Western Australia has this protection that matches the rest of Australia now, what's the situation like in New Zealand in regard to safe access zones? Is that something that exists over here?
No, that is something that definitely does not exist yet. There were two SOPs that related to safe areas in the Abortion Legislation Act. And during the whole House debate, one of them passed and the other one didn't. So as a result, we don't have safe areas in New Zealand. So people in New Zealand do not have a protection, do not have any protection from, you know, people who want to harass them outside abortion providers. Fortunately, Louisa Wall has a members bill that is currently in the Health Select Committee. It would, you know, create safe areas. The one problem with the bill is the fact that it doesn't apply to all abortion providers across the board from the moment the bill is passed. That's a big problem. There's a process, a weird kind of a Rube Goldberg process, in which the Minister of Justice and the Minister of Health have to sort of put their heads together and get an order in council to establish a safe area around just one abortion provider, not a lot of them, just the one. And each abortion provider would need to go through this process again and again, one at a time. That's completely ridiculous.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, instead of just immediately the law's passed and then every abortion provider gets this protection, it's actually the onus is on the abortion providers to apply.
It's hard to say at this point because that process has not been defined. So we don't know exactly what they would need to do, what they would need to show, what criteria they would need to meet in order to get that order in council or even in order to start that discussion.
Why do you think this stipulation exists? Because this seems like it just seems completely illogical in that it is a purposeful obstacle.
Exactly. I think they were, yeah. I think it's possible that, you know, the government was worried about civil rights, the right to freedom of speech and the right to manifest your religion, which strikes me as kind of silly. I mean, look at the United States. The very similar restrictions went to the Supreme Court in the United States. Now, the United States is one of the most militant freedom of expression jurisdictions in the world, and they found that restrictions of this kind were actually, you know, they were reasonable. They're specific time, place, and manner restrictions.
Even the safe access zone law as it stands, the you can't protest within 150 metres of an abortion clinic. What do you think of that? Because for me, I feel like 150 metres is not that much. People could fully just set up camp 151 metres away and it would still be very obvious who is going to the abortion clinic. So do you think that needs to be a little bit more comprehensive or like further of a distance?
I have to confess, I'm not entirely across, you know, I can't like visualize how big that is, but it's pretty big. And it's, it's probably going to be okay, because really it's how big or small or what shape a safe area should take or should be is really dependent on the physical area around the clinic or the entrance to the clinic. It's probably more important to look at it logistically, because really what we're talking about here is the right of people, protected persons, people who provide abortions or people who are seeking to receive abortion care. We're talking about their right to avoid people who are there specifically to harass and abuse them. You know, they all have to go through this bottleneck. They have to go into the clinic. And, you know, assuming people know that, you know, this is what they're there for, and because it's the time that the abortion patients all show up, their cover is blown. But if it's 150 meters away, that's better, because they can avoid it. They know, if they know where the harassers are, they can just not go there or not take that route.
Okay, to wrap up, just on a slightly different note, I thought it was interesting that Western Australia is the only state in Australia that still, I believe, uses criminal law to regulate abortion care. And even though they've now passed this safe access zone bill, that it's still governed by criminal law, but it's on the flip side in New Zealand, because we decriminalized it last year, but we still haven't provided safe access. I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
I think it's largely a function of timing. Western Australia was, they liberalized their laws, you know, fairly, well, back in 1998 was when they allowed abortions on request with a referral from the doctor up to 20 weeks.
I think they were the first Australian state to do that, but then now they're the last people to provide safe access zones, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's hard for most legislatures to focus on more than one thing at a time. So hopefully, you know, they'll be getting with the program and, you know, change their law to make it more like other more reasonable states. Mm-hmm. It's certainly what, you know, the activists in reproductive rights activists in Western Australia are going to be pushing for.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's just interesting to see that with the processes for legalizing and normalizing abortion are not made equal everywhere, because we've got this flip side in New Zealand where we did decriminalize it but haven't provided safe access, and then it's the opposite over there.
Yeah, it's all a bit of a piecemeal all across the world, really. I mean, you'd think that a country like Germany would have, you know, fairly liberal laws. And you can get an abortion up to 12 weeks, but actually their abortion law was passed under the Third Reich.
So really?
It's extreme. Yeah, but so it's extremely restrictive. You know, fascist governments tend to restrict abortion and other reproductive rights, because generally their ideology, certainly back in the 30s, was that, you know, women should obviously be producing as many soldiers as possible.
And there's been no change to German abortion laws since the 30s?
No, there have been changes, mainly in approach. So you can access abortion, you know, with, you know, under a lot of restrictions, up to 12 weeks. But people who provide abortions can't advertise and can't talk about it. Basically, so people can't find out, you know, where they can go or who they need to talk to.
Cool. Well, thank you for talking to me. I was wondering if you had any last parting notes you wanted to share.
Just please, you know, get in touch with your MP and let them know that they need to vote yes on the Safe Areas Bill. It's going to be coming out of the Health Select Committee on the 10th of September. At least that's the current schedule.
So for everyone listening, you can email your local MPs about this bill, because this is obviously something that affects all New Zealanders, and so this is something we can all have a say on. I also got the chance to talk to Jackie Edmund, Family Planning's chief executive, to get a perspective from one of these said abortion providers on what Family Planning thinks of the proposed bill in New Zealand. As Family Planning is one of these abortion providers, what perspective do you have on the whole thing, and how might it affect how you provide the service?
Yeah, I mean, we're hopeful that that bill will go through the select committee process, and we think we should have the same sort of rules as what's in place across, as you say, now pretty much all of Australia, that there is safe zones dedicated around abortion providers.
Yeah, because I spoke to Terry Bellamack, who's the president of ALRAN's Abortion Rights, Aotearoa, and she said that there's this stipulation that seems to be going through with the New Zealand law that each place where abortion is provided would need to apply separately one at a time, rather than how they have it in Western Australia, where as soon as the law is passed, everywhere that provides abortions will just have this protection. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, we absolutely support that there would be the same, should be the same as Australia, that it should be an automatic zone around, rather than this proposal that you have to apply for that to happen, which is what's currently on the table.
And how can we, the general public, go around kind of encouraging this to change? Is there a submissions process?
Things like raising awareness and having the conversation. I mean, it really is unacceptable that people who are going to have an abortion should have to face the gauntlet of people outside these services protesting. And every other healthcare is private and confidential, and abortion should be no different. So, you know, we really hope that people, if they get the opportunity to speak out, that they do that in support of this change.
So we just heard from Terry Balamek and Jackie Edmond on what's happening with abortion rights in both Australia and New Zealand. If the current proposal is something that you want to provide input in, both of these women encourage the public to get in touch with their local MPs via email.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.